Hello, Watoto Church family. My name is Brian Navajo, and together with my wife, Violet, we get to serve as pastors at Watoto Church downtown. And such a delight, again, to just bring you this cell audio and this brief just chat before you get into your cell family time. Again, I want to celebrate every cell family leader, every leader within the cell ministry, the host. Thank you. Thank you for opening up your homes. Thank you for leading God's people in the community as we look to touch people with the love of Jesus and bring about healing and transformation of our communities for the glory of God. Well, this last weekend, we just wrapped up our series on a new culture. And we talked about embracing a culture of integrity and rejecting a culture of corruption. Again, the Bible is so clear in Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 34. Godliness makes a nation great, but sin is a disgrace to any people. Corruption is sin because it's rooted in greed. But integrity is godliness. Integrity will make any nation and any people great. Corruption will be a disgrace. Uganda is known as one of the most corrupt countries in the whole world. That is a disgrace to us as the people of Uganda. But if we can rise up and be a people of integrity in every detail of the way we go about life, I believe that Uganda will be blessed. But not only will Uganda be blessed, Juba, South Sudan will be blessed. Any nation around the world will be blessed when they reject corruption and embrace integrity. Why? Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. I really love the story of how Joshua and the people of Israel swiftly dealt with corruption and greed when it was exposed in their camp. I love the example of Samuel and how he stood before the people and had nothing to hide. Wow, if that were our testimony, imagine what Uganda would be like. We would be a blessed nation exalted by God. I want to challenge you as God's people today. Let us be the light and salt. Let us exemplify and model integrity wherever God has called us. Let us be a shining example of what it means to reject corruption and embrace a culture of integrity. And listen, if any of us have participated, we have an opportunity to repent, turn away, and start over in the way we lead our companies, the way we lead our small businesses or big businesses, in the way we go about our work, in the way we go about everything that we do. Let us model and embrace integrity and champion it so that we will reject this culture of corruption and through shining the light of Jesus, expose the evil deeds of darkness. I really believe that when we embrace integrity, we're going to see healing and transformation come to the broken areas of this nation. And look out, righteousness makes a nation great. Godliness makes a nation great. I believe that's what God wants for Uganda. And as God's people, it starts with us. Let us model it. Let's exemplify it. And God is going to bring healing to the cities and the nations through us. Well, as you chat through this in your cell family time today, may God help us with all of our hearts to embrace a culture of integrity and reject a culture of corruption. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Enjoy your cell family time together and be a blessing in your community.